America tonight. This is Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation, coast to coast, and all those flyover states. What do you have on tap this weekend? If you're not working, perhaps you're just kicking back, and maybe you're going to go and check out one of the movies. We have our cheap movie review coming up at the end of this hour. There's three big ones: Bridesmaids, Priest, Everything Must Go. Imagine if we just put all those together like I just did. Yeah, sounds confusing, huh? Three separate movies. Anyway, we'll be doing that review in our last segment. We have a long way to go, though, before we get there. And a lot has happened reverberating, as always, out of Washington, D.C., things that affect you and me, things that we're concerned about, or you should be concerned about. I'll tell you one thing that I'm worried about, and I'll say this right at the top, because always, 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 we care about our fellow man, right? We're Americans. We're proud, we're loud, and we're there for each other. And I believe that. I think when the chips are down, Americans really lend a helping hand. And all of us, I guarantee, have at least three. I bet if somebody asked me that, I think it's a great job interview question. Three things that you've done to help people, three things that have been done to you that where people helped you. And all of us, I think all of us have those examples. I got three of them right off the top of my head. Boom, boom, boom. The people in this country that have had their lives ripped apart by the weather, it's staggering. This is a rough time. The tornadoes in Alabama and six other states in the southeast, some of the states being hit by the flooding, the evacuations in Mississippi, the decisions of what they're going to do in Louisiana to open up probably this Morganza spillway, which will then decimate the central part of the state because not as many people live there, and instead it'll protect Baton Rouge and New Orleans. How tough is it for those people in south central Louisiana, I'll call it, knowing that the Army Corps of Engineers, because of what's happening with the Mississippi River and all the scenarios they're looking at, looking at how fast and how swollen the river is, they're going to have to flood their homes. Mississippi, parts of it underwater. They're still really cleaning up. That's what's happening. Arkansas was hit by the tornadoes and by the flooding. A lot of that farmland completely destroyed. So right at the top, think about that. If you can help these people in any way, Red Cross, all the typical players that you see are places where you could give money or help them. If there's something you could specifically do, if you're near a bordering state, bordering one of these places, maybe you can help in a different way. I'll say it over and over again. What happens when people are completely devastated? What would happen to me if my house, boom, completely was gone and my neighborhood was gone? Well, we would be, all of us would be looking for water, for some kind of shelter, food, and some clothes, no matter what. No matter if we had money, didn't have money, we're somewhere in between, because we've just now lost everything and we're trying to wrap our head around that and figure out how to dig out from underneath it. And that's what's happening in, that's going to happen in Louisiana, is happening in Mississippi, is happening, you know, all over the place where these floods are concerned. So we feel you. We feel your pain as fellow Americans. Think about that for a second. Over the weekend, think about that. The three people, or the three situations where you were helped and three times where you helped someone. Oh, and I hope you come up with those three times. That is so key. I do believe a little bit in karma, and it comes back to you. It does. It really, really comes back to you. All right, speaking of karma. Bad, bad, bad. When it comes to this debt situation, I'm like almost sick of talking about it. I am. I'm sick of talking about it. It's fuzzy math and then some. So you have Ben Bernanke, who is now the town crier because he has to be concerned. There has to be the vote to allow that debt ceiling to be lifted. Otherwise, we default on the loans. So he's concerned about that. So he has to be the town crier or the bearer of bad news. And you're going to see him pop up more and more and more until that happens. In the meantime, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, has the Tea Partiers hitting him on one side and the party on the other, just in general, saying, you know, we got to listen to what the people want, why some of us were elected here. We got to do something about this budget. We can't just sit around on our hands. So here's the Speaker of the House and the bearer of bad news, Bernanke, on the budget and the debt limit.
Doing nothing is not an option. The American people won't tolerate it, and neither will we. The American people have overwhelmingly rejected the idea of giving the president a blank check to increase the debt limit, and Republicans are listening to the American people.
I think it's a risky approach to not to raise the debt limit at a reasonable time.
Yeah, whatever. You think so? And in the end, here's the thing. We're going to have all these what we would call sound bites, little morsels of, I think we should do this. The American people won't allow that, whatever. And I don't blame Boehner because, of course, that's what you do, especially when you're Speaker of the House. But we're going to see this on all sides. And then ultimately, mark my words, what's going to happen? They're going to raise the debt limit. They're going to do it. So why not do it and be done with it instead of grandstanding over and over and over and over and over again? Just do it. Take the votes. Whatever. They're going to wait right until the last minute, take the votes, say that we're going to go into what I call overtime. We're going to go to super secret overtime and prove to you, the American people, we're working hard because we've got to make this vote happen. Just like, remember the shutdown? The country's going to be shut down. You might not get your Social Security check. It's going to be shut down. And then what happens at the last second? We're coming up with a deal. We still have to fund it, but we're coming up with a deal. We're going to save it. The Republicans and the Democrats are going to get together. So the same thing's going to happen here. It's just you got to have that heavy drama beforehand and pick your side. And that's what's happened. So that's the other thing that we're dealing with ad nauseum. Oh, and this one I'm going to throw in because I think it's scary. What is going on in the cruise industry? Holland Americans, Westerdam, had some damage after it smashed into a piece of ice on Wednesday while it was maneuvering through Alaska's Yucatan Bay. Almost 2,000 passengers are on board this ship. There was high winds, and they say the hull has a big dent in it, about 15 feet below the waterline. That's where the damage is. No one was injured, all that sort of stuff. Pretty scary, though, I think. Speaking of scary, terrorist lone wolf types uncovered in New York. We're going to talk about that next and take your calls.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 12, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.8930. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.2725, $763.62 for a half ounce, or $381.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.2725, $763.62, and $381.81.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To fight the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for that deliberate flooding when you're told you have to get out because we're going to flood your homes to save other people. Ooh, that's rough. I know my hair would be standing up if I was told that. Sorry, you're not in Baton Rouge. And that you got to make those decisions, though. What are they going to do? You're either... You know that whole sacrifice, some for the good of the many thing? Do you believe in that? I wouldn't if I lived there. There's no way. That's pretty rough stuff. Pretty rough stuff. Anyway, I was going to mention this quickly, and then we'll go to the phone lines. KD hanging out with all of you, like I said, across this great nation. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know the water cooler buzz highway that we have here. It means you get a chance to do that. We don't want to shut you out. I don't care what your political stripes are. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So here's what happened in New York. In New York, there were two guys grew up in other countries, and their families moved in the 90s to Queens. They decided they didn't like the way the Muslims were being treated like dogs, one of them said. And they were going to blow up a synagogue, or they were going to try to attack a synagogue in Manhattan, and they were also going to hit the Empire State Building. That was a possibility. So they had guns and some grenades, but they were confiding in the wrong people at the mosque because undercover folks who have been doing this for a while found out about them and were able to nail them before anything happened. And in fact, they said there was never a danger Never, ever, ever a danger that something was going to happen to the people in New York City. But they did uncover it, so they thwarted another plot. And, boy, in New York, each and every time it's at one of these mosques where they find somebody and they're preaching the hate, and then it turns out that they've got weapons and some kind of loose plans, and that's it. They're done. Luckily, there are enough people, agents that are good at what they're doing, who are finding them before they get to realize their plan. I think in light of what's happened with Osama bin Laden, one thing that some of us forget is the American version of terrorism. The person who might have grown up in Algeria or Yemen or Somalia or somewhere else came to the United States, were going to schools, working. They're either a U.S. citizen or they have permanent residency, which was the case of those two guys. One was a U.S. citizen. One had permanent residency. And then they flip out. Or they lie in wait, and they're the lone wolf, so-called lone wolf terrorists. They're dangerous. And if they're not confiding in anyone, like look at Hassan, Dr. Hassan, who spends his life in the military. People knew some things were awry, that he was a little off the rails by some of the presentations that he made, but he didn't confide in anyone as to what he was going to do when he decided to shoot up all those people on that base on Fort Hood and destroy so many lives. Nobody knew. He was a ticking time bomb, and he was a lone wolf guy. You know, he might have been whipped up into a frenzy by al-Zawahiri, but he was absolutely on his own. Got to Jeff in Oregon. Yo, Jeff, what's shaking in your neighborhood?
Nothing much, Kate. You know, this year, the Olympics are bringing back this year, finally, after 6 years. And I've been helping raise over $550, Kate.
Wow, you're up to $550, huh? That's terrific. What are you,
yeah,
what are you doing? It's just for your division, right? It's just in Oregon.
Yes, it's Multnomah County. It's called Sponsor a Winner.
Oh,
and people
great.
Be giving me left and right, left and right.
It's and in special for Special Olympics. Tell everyone who doesn't know, because you're a Special Olympian. You've done a few things. What are some of the things that you've done so far?
Actually, I met Tiger Woods, the great golfers, and I met so many celebrities. Kate, you'd make your socks fall down. How many people I met?
I hope that you have pictures of those celebrities. Are they somewhere on a wall somewhere?
Actually, I can't get their autographs, you know, because they're always busy.
Oh, and, so you just meet them, though.
And this month, I'm meeting all the wrestlers when they come into the Rose Quarter.
Ooh.
John Cena and everybody.
John Cena. I like John Cena. I can't remember the movie I just saw him in, but he was in a pretty decent movie I just watched.
Well, I'm going to meet them all the 23rd when they come.
Excellent. Good for you.
Yeah, so you have to tell all your listeners to support Special Olympians throughout the world.
I always do. We've had lots of people on, and Jeff reminds us of that, how big the group has become, how important it is, how special it is to go and watch. It's amazing what Special Olympians have accomplished. It's amazing some of the stories that are out there, Jeff. In fact, when we get closer to some of the events, we'll have some of them on. I have in the past, and just like any other athletes, and we'll do it again.
Well, is there any way to send me an email on that, on the Facebook?
Sure. I'll send you a thing on Pal Talk for everybody who knows if you go there, or on Facebook. Yeah, you're on Facebook, right? Because people listening to me.
Yeah, remember, I'm on your homepage.
Yeah. So people who are listening right now, so you know, just like everybody else, we have Facebook. If you go to America Tonight, you can just link right there to Facebook. I will do that. As soon as I know anything we're having on, I will send it to you.
Okay, and let Princess Shelley know. She knows how to get in touch with me.
All right. I will let her know as well. Thanks, Jeff. You have a good
one. Yeah, you have a good weekend. Bye.
You too. Okay, so actually that is an interesting tie-in. We are going to have some more athletes on, all kinds of athletes, and we have done that in the past as we have some future challenges coming up. The prize closet is growing, my friends. And because he brought it up, I started a new thing called Brushes with Fame. And if you have a really good brush with fame, send it to me. AmericaTonight.net, again, the website. Click on email and send it. I did get one here from Sarah. And Sarah says, hey, I heard your thing about rubbing up against famous people. Is that what it's called? No, it's Brushes with Fame. Because people get excited when they meet celebrities, and sometimes they have nice little stories to tell where they just coincidentally bumped into somebody where they were eating pumping gas at an event. Like Jeff meets a lot of people at these Special Olympic events, and he always has some pretty interesting stories to tell us about many of the uber famous people that he's met. Well, Sarah's story, Brush with Fame, is this one. She said when she was a Girl Scout, one of her biggest ever memories was meeting Chris Evert. She said she was just a tadpole, didn't really know much about tennis, but knew she was a really, really big deal. She says, Kate, I can remember that she was friendly and told us all that we should pursue our dreams, shook everyone's hand. We watched her play some tennis. And some of the girls even had a chance to hit with Chris Evert. And it's a memory I'll always cherish because then I went home, told some other people at my school, and a lot of people knew who Chrissy Evert was. Turns out that she was pretty famous in a town close to mine. Sarah's writing us from Florida, and Chris Evert, of course, is from Fort Lauderdale, and she's saying that she grew up kind of in that area. So does my brush with fame count? She's probably the most famous person that I met. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. The Girl Scouts hanging out with Chris Evert for some reason, for some charity thing. She didn't really give us many details on that. But that's not a bad one, especially not knowing who she was. When you don't know who the celebrity is and then you find out afterwards and then it turns out it's somebody who's a big deal, that's pretty cool. So she's entered into our contest. We're giving away a leather jacket, a USA. It's got a big flag on the back, thanks to the Evel Knievel promotion we're doing. So, big flag on the back, leather jacket, super, super nice. And Sarah now is entered into that as well. Coming up, we're looking at movies. We're getting close to movies. But first, we can count.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for Boomers and Beyond.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. It's always about the numbers. Follow the money or follow the numbers. All right, this is kind of a scary one. I'm going to get this one out of the way right from the get-go. I say scary. I'm not a big fan of bugs. I'd rather have an elephant charge me, a rhino. I'm not kidding. A giraffe. Not a big fan of the cicada. Apparently, a bunch of states are bracing for the invasion of cicadas that have finally hatched after 13 years underground. I read this in a British newspaper. The Brits are always happy to tell us when some awful things are going to happen to us, aren't they? How are they buried for 13 years? Like dormant? What, they have a lair underground? What is that about? So what happens is, I guess they feed by attaching onto a branch and they suck the nutrients from it. The female lay eggs in tree twigs. They hatch after 6 to 8 weeks. So some of these were buried in the southern states. So you have farmers who are covering their crops and stuff with protective netting. But there are billions of them. That's a big number. The USA Today did a story on this, too, just like they did in England. I guess that's where they got some of this. And there are billions of them, apparently, in the trees. Nice. A lot of them in North Carolina, they say. Clearly, you're going to hear that familiar sound and see a lot. And a lot of them perhaps in Florida, too. They mentioned Florida anyway. So they got those beady red eyes. They don't sting. They don't bite. But they scare you when they buzz. You know, they are very scary. I went to Ohio University, and we had an invasion of cicadas. And I did not want to walk through the main artery of the campus because what happens is that they – one thing they do is, I think – I could be wrong about this, but it seemed to me that that's what they do. They dive bomb you. So when they smash against you, they're just flying. And they hit you. And it is the scariest thing. So underground, 13 years, they're all hatching. Just millions of them invading the South. You've been forewarned. Boy, it's been rough, hasn't it? Floods, tornadoes, now crazy cicadas. Ugh. All right, this is a sad one, too. We haven't talked about this, but so much of the aftermath of Osama bin Laden is about what in the world is going on in Pakistan. Of course, that's where I think a lot of our focus should have been in the first place. But the Pakistani Taliban is now claiming responsibility for the Friday suicide attacks on that military training facility. They say about, and they say it was in retaliation, by the way, for the killing of Osama bin Laden. They killed about 70 people. Nearly all of them were military recruits who had just finished their training. Because remember, the whole thing was that the U.S. and Pakistan should be ready for more attacks. There was that threat that was leveled. So they had back-to-back explosions that happened as the recruits were leaving the fort. And that many people ended up dying. That's sad. And they're trying to, you know, they've ambushed a lot of people. If you remember last December, about 150 militants or so ambushed six security checkpoints. They killed 11 Pakistani soldiers. Still, when I think about that area and I think of the military, I still cannot wrap my brain around the bin Laden thing and the fact that nobody, not one soul, can say that they knew he was there. Are you kidding me? How could they not? I understand that he was out of the way and buried back in the compound. Oh, but please give me a break. All right, giving you a break, that's what Sprint is hoping to do. I wonder if this is going to backfire on them or be a brilliant thing. I always think that the cell phone companies are up to something. I hate when you have to change a contract or something, you go in and they say, oh, well, that phone that you like so much, we don't offer that any longer. It would cost a gazillion dollars to get it. So we have this upgraded version. It would cost you $600. So if you're in a contract with us for 8 years, you can get a free phone. I know I'm exaggerating, but that's what it feels like. I always brace myself. I don't like the cell phone deal. Other people like to go and get new cell phones and figure out what the latest, greatest thing is. That's not my deal. I hate it. Sprint is trying to entice people, so they're offering $175 to customers who switch from other wireless carriers. They say the credit will give customers a chance to try Sprint without having to worry about fees or charges for termination of their contracts with their current carriers, and that's why they're really offering the money as a persuasion thing, because that's what happens. You have to buy out of it. They also say customers who buy a smartphone, it depends on what you're buying. See, there's always that thing. It's $175 for business customers who switch, $125 if it's an individual if you buy a smartphone, or $75 for people who buy a feature phone, and they even call it low-end feature phone. Low-end feature phone. Isn't that nice? You can't win, I'm telling you. All right, as we continue here on We Can Count, there are countless numbers and directions that we could go, but I think this is important. The president asked for 2 more years for the FBI chief, if you haven't heard me mention this story. Robert Mueller has been in that job. I knew it had been a while, but for 10 years. So through the Bush administration, two of the Obama administration, his term would expire on September 4th. Now, an extension has to be approved by Congress. I don't think that he would have a problem with that. He's the guy who kind of redid the FBI after September 11th, 2001. And do you think it's because they couldn't find anyone else to do the job? Or do you think it's because if they were to replace him, which is really what I think it is, it'd be disastrous in trying to have those growing pains with whoever would be the next director in the middle of going through the bin Laden stuff and all of the other things that we have going on in the U.S. and when it comes to security issues and all that kind of stuff. So he's the sixth director since the Bureau changed its name to the Federal Bureau of Investigation in 1935. You believe it on the sixth because of the 10-year terms. And it was J. Edgar Hoover who did that, who changed the name. So the short-term deal would mean that he could, they could keep the counterterrorism people in place, and it would be kind of seamless. I can't imagine that Democrats or Republicans that they're gonna have a problem with this. Although Chuck Grassley, who is the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, did say that he thought it was a kind of an unusual step by the president and might be risky to do it, even though he backs up Mueller and says he's shown his ability to run the FBI, and especially with the times that we're in now. So I think because he added that, I don't imagine that he's going to have problems in getting the approval. I say it's doubtful that won't happen. But you still have to go through the legal channels of it. All right, let's turn to the world of entertainment. So we go from politics to justice to entertainment and all those things that are intertwined. I don't know if any of you are watching American Idol. I've actually gotten a few emails, so apparently some people that listen to America Tonight are also Idol fans. And you always ask me, what do you think? Are you watching? And who do you think is going to win? And I do not watch American Idol. But I'm smart enough to know, because I have young nieces and nephews, who is on the show and who people like and what the show is about and all that sort of stuff. And I guess they have whittled it down to just four people. They're down to four people who are left. And what I think is interesting is they keep changing the judges. So they have, you know, with Simon Cowell going, I was wondering if they were still going to get the ratings. But J-Lo and, oh, what's his name, Aerosmith guy, with the two of them and Randy there, it's been fine. So I guess they're pulling it off. Four people left. I don't think it was an elimination. I don't think it was an elimination show yet. And you actually have a lot of young people that watch this, but you have a lot of older people that watch too. When they're getting numbers like 25 million, and Steven Tyler, by the way, is who I was looking for. Those with the numbers like 25 million, that's still pretty high. So I think that show has been around for a long time. And still it captures the imagination of the nation. So from entertainment, we slide over to health. And in going over to health, we haven't talked a lot about health lately. But I saw an interesting story the other day about families' health care costs. And if you have a family and you're listening to me, I'm always curious about this, how many kids you have and what it costs you. They say the average family, I saw this on one of the networks, for a four, average family, it's costing you almost $20,000 a year. Are you kidding me? $20,000. That's up almost 8%. That's up almost $1,400 from last year. Those numbers, by the way, come from a firm, Milliman, one of those actuarial and healthcare consulting firms. I'd say that's pretty steep. How are people paying for that? Ooh. Movies, next.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Might be headed to movies. If you are, what is the new fare that's out there? There's a lot of things that are coming out. Some of the bigger blockbuster movies will start to fall in the next couple of weeks. Pirates of the Caribbean, they've already had a bunch of premieres. People are buying tickets to get their seats already because it's had so much buzz. This may be one of the biggest movies coming out all summer long. And it comes out really as the kids are getting out of school. But this is, the Pirates movie can be a kids to teenager to adult movie. You go to the theater, you'll see a lot of adults who want to see Pirates of the Caribbean. On Stranger Tides is the name of this version. But that's not for this week. However, it's a hint. If you want to get a ticket for the opening weekend, you might have to order one ahead of time. Here's a big movie. This is a big movie because it kind of takes the place of the male kind of movies with the male humor. It's almost like male humor, but being displayed by females, if that makes any sense. The movie is called Bridesmaids. We're going to let you take a listen to a little clip of it.
me last night.
What is happening?
So will you be my maid of honor?
Of course I will.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
No, just whatever.
Go to the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And shower and... Oh, my God.
Let's go meet the rest of the bridal party.
Come on.
Get this. Punch it a couple times.
You remember my cousin Rita? They just bought a new house. It is gorgeous. I wouldn't know. I only see the kitchen and the laundry room and the ceiling in my bedroom. Sometimes the floor.
This is Becca from work.
Is this your husband?
Oh, no, I don't know him.
I'm single.
I was so distraught when I was single. And I'm fine being by myself.
Becca.
This is Ducky's sister, Megan.
You must be Annie's fella.
I'm not with him.
I'm glad he's single, because I'm going to climb that like a tree.
You have to meet Helen. You're so pretty.
So cute.
Did you come from work?
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
What about, like, a princess theme?
Versace meets the gold rush. I'm thinking tanned gentlemen that swallow fire and wear sarong.
Female fight club. We grease up.
Surprise!
Beat the crap out of her.
I don't hate it.
Vegas it is. I had a dream last night that we went down. You were in it.
What?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Please return to your seat.
She's not great at flying. I have something that might help you relax.
I'm ready to party!
Oh, yeah.
You should come to Lillian's wedding with me.
No.
Oh, this is some classy... Megan. I'm sorry, I want to apologize. I'm not even confident of which end that came out of.
All right. Might be funny. You could score some points, guys, if you take your woman to this movie. Although I have a feeling at least the first couple weeks it's going to be mostly women in the theaters. It's 2 hours, 5 minutes running time. R. Kristen Wiig, Rose Byrne is in it. Chris O'Dowd, you might remember, Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live as well, Ellie Kemper, some familiar faces, and I think it'll probably do pretty well at the box office. Completely opposite end of the spectrum, a movie called Priest. Take a listen.
Initiate confession sequence.
Forgive me, Father. I had the dream again. By the war.
The devil comes in many shapes.
The war is long over. You and the other priests did your jobs.
The citizens have complete faith in the church's ability to keep them safe.
Get her down below!
Whatever you hear, don't scream.
How could it be that faithfulness alive?
There was a band attack. Your brother, he's hurt bad.
Where's Lucy?
They took her.
There is no vampire menace.
Fine, Lucy. For her, haunted you promised me something, brother. Kill them all.
If you take any action to leave the cities, you will be stripped from the order.
I have no choice.
One of your own has broken his sacred vow. You will find him dead or alive.
Be bread in the morning.
Look him out, baby. He'll come after you.
That's something I'm absolutely
calling on.
Shh. It's a trap. You're too late, priest. This is their turn now. what's coming, priest.
If you like vampires, this may be the movie for you. Plus, it's PG-13. So I have to think it's a little bit tame. You know, the success of the Twilight movies and the success of, oh, I can't think of her name now, Charlene Harris's books on vampires and based on the HBO series based on her books. It's a hot time for the whole vampire thing. That's what they're counting on with the movie Priest. Here's something completely different. It's a comedy. Will Ferrell stars in it. It's called Everything Must Go.
The company has decided to make a change.
I've given 16 years of my life to this company.
The rest of the higher-ups wanted you to have this. That should just about cover it.
I'll give you $10 for that twack right there.
Aren't you a little young to be drinking beers?
Aren't you a little old to be drinking that Slurpee there?
Hi, are you in there? If you are, can this happen another day?
So are you getting rid of your old stuff?
I got fired from my job and my wife left me.
If I'm honest, I saw this coming a mile away.
Thanks for warning me.
Gotten some complaints about someone living on their lawn.
This is my corner. I'm not leaving my stuff.
City of Arcadia allows the property owner to hold a yard sale for no more than 5 consecutive days. This buys you 3 days.
I was thinking, might want to come work for me. Stay here, maybe sell a couple things.
What are you offering?
I'll give you bathroom and cigarette breaks as required by state law.
I don't smoke.
Good, great.
Standing at the door of self-discovery.
Yeah, you can't live like this.
Why not?
Not normal.
How much for this?
You want to buy that? 50 cents?
I'll give you 25 cents.
Yeah, I just can't do that.
What about these?
I think I want to hold on to those. They're actually pretty valuable. You can put them in that same drawer in case you want to. Look at them.
Once you get rid of all that stuff, you're going to feel great.
Just wanted you to know I'm selling it. All my stuff. It feels pretty good.
Friends.
Yeah, I guess so.
The other kids make jokes. They say, you're so fat, you got shocks on your toilet seat.
That's mean.
You have a good heart, Nicholas. That doesn't change.
How much have you had to drink? In my opinion, not enough. You're going to have to come with me.
I want to learn to play baseball.
Why don't you want to play soccer?
Black people don't play soccer.
Whole continent is a black.